Museum Antariksa dan Dirgantara Nasional Smithsonian, Woodward Hussey Center di Chantilly, Virginia, dibuka kembali untuk pertama kalinya sejak ditutup karena pandemi COVID pada tahun lalu. Ini adalah yang pertama dari 8 museum Smithsonian yang dibuka kembali bulan ini dengan prosedur kesehatan di masa pandemi, seperti pembatasan waktu kunjungan, wajib memakai masker, serta menjaga jarak. Museum Woodward Hussey Center ini lebih besar dibanding fasilitas pendampingnya, Museum Antariksa dan Dirgantara Nasional di pusat kota Washington, D.C.
It has the large artifacts, the big aircraft that couldn't fit downtown. And so it presents them more in a hangar-style format where people can just look at the artifacts, soak them in, and kind of bring their experiences.
Untuk pertama kalinya, dua objek bersejarah ditampilkan untuk memperingati pembukaan kembali museum dan ulang tahun ke-60 penerbangan antariksa Amerika yang pertama. Ada jet tempur F-18 Hornet yang pernah diterbangkan skuadron Angkatan Laut Blue Angels yang terkenal, dan kapsul yang membawa orang Amerika pertama ke antariksa yang menandai peluncuran program antariksa Amerika.
The addition of new artifacts on display or acquisitions like the Blue Angels Hornet or the Freedom 7 capsule, that allows us to tell these big stories.
Juga ditampilkan pesawat Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird, yakni jet tercepat di dunia, pesawat ulang-alik Discovery yang pernah dipakai sangat lama, dan Enola Gay, pesawat B-29 yang menjatuhkan bom atom di Hiroshima selama Perang Dunia Kedua. Pengunjung dari segala usia menikmati pameran ini.
Our granddaughter loves it here. I open space, all the airplanes roaming around. She gets to see a lot of history. She's only 3.5 years old and she is already informing us of what some of these planes did in the past and so forth. So it's pretty amazing.
We just wanted to get out since we've kind of been cooped up during COVID to let the boys experience being outside, being in the museum, and seeing some of the wonderful airplanes.
We love looking at airplanes. We a couple times we've seen the Blue Angels fly in the sky, and it's cool to see the history of all the different planes as they evolved throughout the years, and maybe pique their interest in becoming a pilot in the future if they wanted to become one, or even an astronaut.
Menurut Lonnie Bunch dari Smithsonian Institution, museum membantu warga mengenang berbagai hal bersejarah.
I've always felt that you can tell so much about a nation by what it remembers, and even more by what it forgets. So I want to make sure the Smithsonian helps America remember not just what it wants, what it needs to remember.
Kebun binatang nasional di Washington DC juga dibuka kembali pada akhir Mei. Demikian pula Galeri Potret Nasional dan Museum Seni Amerika, Galeri Randwick dan Museum Nasional Sejarah Amerika, Museum Nasional Indian Amerika, dan beberapa museum Smithsonian lainnya. Dari Arlington, Virginia, saya Helmy Yohannes dan tim VOA.